أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that the day of Qiyamah will be heralded in, and then complete justice will be done to everyone for every smallest aspect of his life on this world. And then the people will be divided in two groups. The people of Jannah will be going there, and Allah mentioned some of the great ni'mats they will be enjoying. On the other hand, those who did wrong and will be going to Jahannam, they will be entering Jahannam, and their sad condition was also explained. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ يَ دُوزَخِ جِسْكَ تُمْكُ وَعَدَتْهَا. This is that very same Jahannam that we had promised you, and the messengers of Allah brought us news. But you people continuously made a mockery, and we thought it was just some vain, some impossible thing, something that has no reality. But yea, it is now. Not only are you facing it, but you are being thrown into that fire of Jahannam. إِسْلَوْهَ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ جَهَا پَرُوْ اُسْمَ آج کے دن بدلا اپنے کفر کا. Go now and headlong, you are being thrown into that fire of Jahannam, and this is all because that you disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala and you broke His commands continuously. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَى أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Another aspect of that day, Allah Ta'ala explained, it will be such that the non-believers will lie on that day, and they said, we never made kufr, we never worshipped the idols. What the kiram and katibin have written down is all wrong. They have written wrong reports for us. And then Allah Ta'ala will make it such, aaj hum muhar laga denge unke muh par. We will put a seal on their mouth. And this is just like a criminal is caught, and then he denies all his criminal activities. Then they open up the recorders, the closed circuit TV footage, and they show him everything. Now he does not speak. The evidence is all in front of him. And then he has no choice but to accept all that evidence when he sees everything of his which is recorded, where and where he used his credit card, for example. He was caught on camera where and where and doing what. Now his tongue is closed and all these things are speaking. Like that, Allah Ta'ala will make it, the person will now not be able to speak. And وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ or بُولِنْجِ humse. Unke heart, and Allah will give the hands the power to speak, and whatever the hands had done, they will start speaking what and what they were used for. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ أَرْبَتْلَائِنْجِ unke paon, and their legs will show where and where they went. In the hadith it comes, the first part of the body that will speak will be the right thigh of a person. It will start giving evidence what and what, where and where it went, and where and what, who and who it had met and slept, etc. Bima kanu yaksibun, jo kuch wo kamate the, and they will give evidence of all what they had done. In another place of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, this person will tell all these parts of his body that why have you turned state witness? And why are you giving evidence against me? I did this all for your enjoyment, for the lips, for the eyes, for all the parts of the body. All this what I had committed sin was for your enjoyment. And now you have turned against me and you're giving evidence against me. Those parts of the body will say that it is Allah who makes everything speak. And He has ordered us to speak, and we have got no choice but to speak of our records. Whatever we do, with whichever part of the body it is recorded, a complete file is opened all the time. Which part of the ground on earth we commit, whatever good or bad, it is recorded there also. And then the kiram and katibin record it, and then it is entered into our nama amal, our record of deeds, and all the records are kept there. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِهِمْ اور اگر ہم چاہیں مٹا دے ان کی آنکھیں. And Allah Ta'ala says, if we wish, we would destroy their eyesight. And not only destroy it, but we will put a skin over their whole face, that you don't even see the eyes. Perhaps some elderly people will remember in the beginning in Makkah Sharif, in the Mataf, there were always such type of people that there was a skin over the whole face. Only small little holes where the eyes are and a small little nose, holes where the nose for breathing. Otherwise the whole face was just one piece of skin. So Allah says, I've got Qudrat to do that also. You people are blind to see the truth, I will make you blind. And they will be raised up on the day of Qiyamah in this ugly form, that they have got, the face will be just one piece of skin. And this was in return that in this world they did not see the truth, so now Allah will make it that they are blind there on that day. Just like it comes in another ayat, people will say, oh Allah, why have you risen us blind today when we were seeing people in the world? Allah will reply, as you remain blind to the truth in the dunya, I have made you blind today also. فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصِّرَاطِ فَأَنَّا يُبْصِرُونَ پھر دورے راستے پانے کو. And then they are made blind, and now they want to run on pul sirat. They want to run on the road. When they are blind, how can they run on the road? How they can't see the road? So a person who is blind in this world, he doesn't see the right road. Though he himself might think, I'm a very big clever, I know everything, but he's a blind person, he hasn't seen the truth. So how can those people see? Or another Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَى مَكَانَتِهِمْ. اور اگر ہم چاہیں صورت مس کر دے ان کی جہاں کی تہاں. Then if we wish to, we would change their forms also completely. We will make, we like people, the Bani Israel, Allah changed them into monkeys. Allah changed them into pigs. And this happens even now, that not long ago, a person who had great enmity for Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah changed that person's form into a pig. So this happens even now. So Allah has got that Qudrat to do. وَلَا يَرْجِعُونَ. پھر نہ آگے چل سکیں گے اور نہ الٹے پھر سکیں. Then the condition will be such that they won't be able to walk, go backwards, they won't be able to go forwards. They will be completely stuck. So a person must open his eyes to the truth in this world. And Allah gives the proof logically that this can happen to a person in this world, that his form is changed and is made into a very ugly form. وَمَن نُعَمِّ ہو ننکس ہو فی الخلق. اور جس کو ہم برہا کرے اوندہ کرے اس کی پیدائش میں. And him that we make old, we make him upside down in all his qualities. Like when a person as is getting older, he becomes more like a baby. He loses his bowel control also. Just like babies can't control their bowels and napkins have to be fastened, many old people lose their bowel control and they also have to wear napkins, diapers, etc. As a person grows old, his eyesight becomes weaker. His walking becomes slower. Just like small babies who cannot walk, old people also. So Allah says, you see it for yourself, how I change your condition. And also, as a person in many cases grows old, his face loses all that beauty and luster also. One little image that had appeared on cell phones that was sent around, like of a tomato, a wrinkled old tomato, which looked very much like an old lady's face also. The nose, the eyes, etc. So Allah changes the physical conditions of a person also. So when Allah has got this Qudrat, and we see it happening in our homes, in our communities, and a person sometimes should go and visit an old age home also, and see what the condition of those poor old people are. How many of them with Parkinson? How many of them wetting their trousers? How many of them just blabbering and shouting to themselves? They are gone mentally off. These are all lessons for us to learn. So Allah shows us this can be done, and Allah has got that Qudrat. So we should take a lesson, and we must not go against the commands of Allah. Otherwise the consequences are severe in this world, and particularly in the Akhirah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.